感谢主的带领。
We thank the Lord for His guidance.
让我们这一次灵恩布道会也非常顺利的进行。
That we have been through the convocation very smoothly.
看到五位新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
And today we have five new brothers and sisters.
能够借着赦罪的洗礼，领受了主耶稣的救恩。
They have received the salvation of Christ and the baptism for the remission of sins.
我们也祝福并且感谢神的带领。
We bless them and we thank God for His guidance.
在这一次也有两位领受圣灵。
And in this convocation, two received the Holy Spirit.
礼拜四的晚上家庭聚会，有一位朋友得到圣灵。
Thursday night during a family service, a visitor received the Holy Spirit.
另外是昨天下午晚祷会的时候，新受洗的弟兄得圣灵。
And yesterday afternoon during the afternoon prayer, newly baptized brother Rolando received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到了神恩典的作为在我们中间。
So we have seen God's grace and His deeds among us.
但在此时此刻
，At this moment，
我们要来领受主的圣餐。
We are to partake of the Holy Communion of the Lord.
我们更要来思念，这是主耶稣亲自设立的圣餐。
We are to remember the communion established by the Lord Jesus.
我们真主教会有五大教义。
There are five essential doctrines in the true Jesus Church.
这些都直接跟得救有关系。
All of which have to do with our salvation.
而且是主亲自吩咐门徒要这样做。
And our Lord Jesus Christ commanded the disciples to do them.
他也亲自做了模范。
And he also set an example.
根据路加福音二十二章里面。
According to Luke chapter 22.
在十九节和二十节里头。
Verses 19 and 20.
主耶稣亲自设立了圣餐。
Our Lord Jesus Christ himself established the Holy Communion.
将无酵饼注谢之后。
After giving thanks for the unleavened bread,
耶稣就说这是我的身体。
The Lord Jesus said, "This is my body."
再将葡萄汁注谢之后
，After he gave thanks for the grape juice,
就说这是我的血。
He said, "This is my blood."
你们要纪念我的死。
Do this in remembrance of me.
是耶稣基督用他宝血所立的血约。
This is the covenant of blood established by the Lord Jesus Christ.
也是我们今天领受主救恩的一个新约的证明。
And this is the testament of the new covenant we have received.
所以在灵恩会的最后结束之前，我们都要举办圣餐。
Therefore, at the conclusion of every convocation, we hold a Holy Communion service.
这个时候，我们用一颗安静、敬虔、谦卑的心来参加。
At this moment, we use a quiet, humble, and reverent heart.To come and participate.
来思想耶稣基督他为我们受难。
Let us remember the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ for us.
在主耶稣降生前的七百多年前呢
，700 years before Christ's birth，
先知以赛亚就预言幕后耶稣基督这位仆人要来的工作。
The prophet Isaiah prophesied concerning the work of the coming Messiah.
他说到这位仆人，他要担当我们的忧患。
He described that this servant will bear our sorrow.
他要背负我们的痛苦。
And he will take up our infirmities.
他为我们的过患来受害。
He will be afflicted for our sins.
为我们的罪孽被压伤。
He will be crushed because of our sin.
因为他受刑罚，我们得到平安。
By his punishment, we have peace.
因为他被鞭打，我们得到医治。
By his stripes, we are healed.
他受难被欺压的时候
，In his suffering and affliction,
他却不开口。
He did not open his mouth.
他忍受着这样的苦难。
He endured these sufferings.
一步一步的往各个他山上去。
One step after another, he walked to Golgotha.
受到人家的唾弃。
He was despised.
众门徒的离弃。
He was forsaken by his disciples.
任这些要宰杀他的人的一种欺负。
He was oppressed by those who were to slaughter him.
但是先知以赛亚这样宣告。
But the prophet Isaiah declared.
这条十字架道路。
That this is the way of the cross.
是神定义要将他受痛苦被鞭打。
And God has determined to afflict him and to punish him.
目的是要成为我们人类的永远的赎罪祭。
so that he may be the sacrifice of atonement for the human race.
我们来想想看。
Let us think about it.
耶稣最后的祷告在克西马尼园里面。
When the Lord Jesus made his final prayer in Gethsemane,
他后来被罗马兵丁和祭司长以及法利赛人给逮捕了。
He was about to be arrested by the priests and the Pharisees.
这个时间是在半夜的一点钟。
And it happened at 1 a.m. midnight.
那两点钟被带到大祭司亚纳面前受审判。
At 2 o'clock in the morning, he was brought to the high priest Annas to be judged.
三点钟被带到大祭司该亚华面前审判定罪。
At 3 o'clock, he was brought before the priest Caiaphas and was condemned.
4 点钟被带到比拉多面前受审判。
At 4 o'clock, he was brought before Pontius Pilate to be judged.
5 点钟被带到屈利王面前受审判。
At 5 o'clock, he was brought before Herod to be judged.
6 点钟被又带到比拉多面前审判，而且判定死刑。
At 6 o'clock, he was brought back to Pilate and was condemned to die.
之后，他就开始背着十字架往各个他山上的路走。
And from that point, he took up the cross and walked towards Golgotha.
他所受的鞭打。
He was stricken.
他所受的痛苦。
He suffered.
一步一脚印，一直奔往着各个他山上这个地方走。
One step after another, he walked towards the Golgotha.
那个是要审判罪人的地方哎。
The place where sinners are judged.
耶稣没有犯罪。
Our Lord Jesus never sinned.
但是他深深的知道。
But he knew very clearly.
他就是要为属他的人走这条道路。
This was the way he must tread for those who sinned.
所以四福音书都分别很清楚记载耶稣受难的细数。
The Gospels record the very in great detail his suffering.
他也忍受这样的苦楚。
And he endured all of them.
一心一意要来完成这样的工作。
With his whole heart, he devoted himself to accomplishing this work.
最后早上九点被钉在十字架上。
Finally, at 9 in the morning, he was crucified on the cross.
从被钉的伤口里面流出了宝血。
From his wounds flowed his precious blood.
人家是极尽多少的侮辱要来欺负这个主耶稣的。
Everyone scorned and mocked the Lord Jesus Christ.
让他穿紫色袍的衣服。
They put on him a purple robe.
原本是一个国王穿的衣服。
Which is a royal garment.
反而对他说你是犹太的人的王啊你可以救自己啊。
They mocked him saying, you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. They made fun of him.
又用荆棘做冠冕强戴在他的头上。
They made a crown of thorns and pierced them on his head.
兵丁甚至拿着枪砸他的肋旁。
The soldier even pierced his side with a spear.
约翰福音的作者亲自证明有血汗水的见证流出。
The author of the Gospel of John testified that
就因为有血水的见证，我们才领受十架救恩。
Because of the testimony of blood and water, we have the salvation on the cross.
这是一个非常痛苦的经历。
This was an experience of agony.
中午的时候，遍地黑暗。
At noontime, the heavens and the earth became dark.
到了下午三点。
At 3 in the afternoon,
耶稣基督最后死在十架上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross.
下午六点。
At 6 afternoon,
他被安葬在坟墓里面。
He was placed in his tomb.
这是他受十架苦难整个的一个过程。
This was the entire process of his suffering on the cross.
在圣经里面是记载的非常的清楚。
The Bible depicts these very clearly.
诗篇22篇那里描写他在十架上的受苦啊。
And Psalm 22 describes Christ's suffering on the cross.
他为什么要这样做？
Why he did so?
旧约就是在终身指向弥赛亚救主耶稣来到的一个工作。
The Old Testament was centered on the coming Messiah and his ministry.
到了新约，他确实完成了十架救恩的工作在他身上。
In the New Testament, our Lord Jesus Christ indeed came and accomplished the work of the cross.
他亲自用自己的身体打开了这条通往天国的道路。
With his own body, he opened the way to the heavenly kingdom.
这一条得救的道路就在他的身上。
The way of salvation is found on the body of our Lord.
世上没有任何这条道路可以取代这他的得救的正路。
No other way in this world can replace this way of salvation.
所以我们多么的感恩感谢，我们有机会走在这条 主的道路上面。
How grateful we must be to walk on this way of salvation.
所以想到这里，有时候觉得很不配耶。
So when we think of this, we feel so unworthy.
我们有什么样的好的义行行为呢？
What good deeds have we done?
让耶稣亲自为我们来受死呢？
That he should suffer and die for us.
所以此时此刻，我们更要感谢主的大恩典。
At this moment, we must all the more thank the Lord for his great grace.
所以保罗作证这样讲。
Paul testified.
当我们还在做罪人的时候，主耶稣就为我们受死了。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
主的爱就显明在这里了。
And in this, God demonstrated His love.
约翰长老也做见证。
The Apostle John also.
耶稣为我们做更美的挽回祭。
That our Lord Jesus Christ is the better atoning sacrifice.
奉献自己。
He sacrificed himself.
借着死而复活，让我们有机会得救。
And through his death and resurrection, we may be saved.
神的爱就在这里显明了。
And this is the demonstration of God's love.
所以我们参加圣餐礼。
As we participate in the Holy Communion.
是遵照主耶稣的吩咐。
We do so according to the Lord's command.
我们要做一个深深的思考。
Let us ponder upon this deeply.
我们参加圣餐礼有几个重要的目的。
There are several important purposes in participating in the Holy Communion.
第一个就是要纪念主耶稣基督的死。
The first is to remember the death of our Lord Jesus.
我们请看哥林多前书十一章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书的十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
请看二十三节到二十六节。
Verses 23 to 26.Verse 23, For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me, 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
在这里我们看到使徒保罗再一次把圣餐的道理讲述给哥林多教会。
The Apostle Paul once again expounded the teaching of the Holy Communion to the Corinthian church.
哥林多教会有许多的问题啊。
The church in Corinth had many problems.
他们有纷争结党。
There were divisions and strife among them.
有那一些只追求世界的智慧，然后不要神的话。
Some of them only sought worldly wisdom and did not want the word of God.
有淫乱的问题。
Some of them were sexually immoral.
有吃祭偶像物的问题。
Some of them ate food offered to idols.
所以秩序非常乱。
There was chaos.
甚至有人认为死后没有复活这件事。
Some even did not believe in the resurrection of the dead.
很不像一个神的教会。
It was not like the church of God at all.
尤其他们混乱圣餐。
They created disorder and chaos.
有的人在领圣餐的时候是醉酒的。
Some came to the communion drunk.
甚至有的人领圣餐和这个吃一般的东西混杂在一起。
And they mixed their normal meals with the Holy Communion.
所以保罗深深地感受到他们非常不尊重主的圣餐。
Paul felt that they had greatly dishonored the Lord's Supper.
不尊重主的圣餐就是不尊重神了。
And dishonoring the communion of the Lord is dishonoring the Lord himself.
再一次把圣餐的道理讲得很清楚。
Therefore, Paul once again clearly explained to them the teachings of the communion.
参加圣餐礼的目的，第一个就是要纪念主的死。
The first purpose, according to this passage of the communion, is to remember the Lord's death.
纪念主的死最好的表现。
The best way to remember the Lord's death
就是遵守一切神的旨意、神的话。
Is to do every will and word of God.
除了是爱主的表现。
This not only shows our love for him,
并且是一个最具体对神一种感恩的生活。
It is the most concrete way to express our thanks to God.
立志不离开主的道理。
We need to be resolved not to ever leave the word of the Lord.
这是纪念主耶稣的是一个最好的见证生活。
This is the best living testimony to repay the Lord.
遵照主所有的吩咐来去行。
We do everything according to the Lord's command.
那第二个参加圣餐礼的目的
The second purpose of the Holy Communion
我们请看哥林多前书的第十章
Please read 1 Corinthians chapter 10
第十章的十六节十七节
Chapter 10 verses 16 and 17 Verse 16 The cup of blessing which we bless Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break Is it not the communion of the body of Christ? 17 For we though many are one bread and one body For we all partake of that one bread
这里谈到参加圣餐礼的第二个目的
This discusses the second purpose of the communion
要 我们同领受耶稣基督的肉和血。
Which is to partake of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus.
当我们把无酵饼注谢之后，灵化成为耶稣基督的身体。
After we give thanks for the unleavened bread, in the spirit it becomes the body of Christ.
注谢祷告的时候，圣灵运行在里面。
When we give thanks in prayer, the Holy Spirit works among us.
当我们将葡萄汁注谢祷告完以后，
and after we give thanks in prayer for the grape juice,
就灵化成为耶稣基督的宝血。
The juice becomes the blood of the Lord Jesus in the spirit.
不管我们人有多少，
no matter how many there are among us,
圣餐饼只做一个，
we make only one leavened bread.
因为我们所信的耶稣只有一个，
because we only believe in one Lord Jesus.
神的教会得救的只有一个。
God's true church of salvation has only one.
我们都是分受这个饼，这个圣餐的。
We all partake of the same bread.
所以参加圣餐礼是同领受耶稣基督的肉和血。
Therefore, to partake of the Holy Communion is to partake of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus.
当我们领受主耶稣的肉和血的时候，
when we partake of His body and blood,
里面到底有什么样的意义和功效呢？
What is the meaning and effect behind them?
这一方面我们也要认识。
We need to understand this.
我们请看约翰福音第六章。
Please read John chapter 6.
请看53节到56节。
Verses 53 to 56. John chapter 6 verse 53. Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. 55. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. 56. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
这一段话是主耶稣基督亲自讲的。
These are the words of our Lord Jesus himself.
从约翰福音六章五十三节到五十六节里面，
from John 6:53 to 56,
这里谈到了有三点重要的领受圣餐的意义和功效。
We see three important points about the significance and effect of the Holy Communion.
五十三节，
verse 53,
这里就谈到领受主的圣餐就是领受基督的生命。
To partake of the Holy Communion is to partake of Christ's life.
五十四节谈到第二个意义。
54 discusses the second.
领受主的圣餐，末后有复活的盼望。
If we partake of the Lord's communion, we will be raised on the last day.
五十六节谈到第三个重要的意义功效。
Verse 56 speaks of the third significance and effect.
领受主的圣餐就有与主联合的生命见证。
If we partake of the Holy Communion, we unite and abide with the Lord.
也就是与主联合为一的这种团契生活。
We have a fellowship with the Lord and become one with Him.
所以从这里看到，领受主的圣餐是这么样的，有属灵深层的意义在里头。
Therefore, we can see the profound significance of participating in the Holy Communion.
那五十五节谈到一件事。
Verse 55 tells us,
主耶稣说，我的肉真是可吃的。
The Lord said, My flesh is food indeed.
我的血真是可喝的。
And my blood is drink indeed.
的确，我们是这样领受的。
And this is truly what we have received.
当我们奉主的名注谢圣餐的时候，
When we consecrate the Holy Communion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们后来默祷领受，
And when we partake of it through thanksgiving,
物质上没有改变哦。
Materially, it is the same.
它还是那个无酵饼。
The bread is still the unleavened bread.
它还是那个葡萄汁。
The juice is still the same juice.
所以我们真的可以吃主的肉，主的血。
We can truly eat and drink of the body and blood of the Lord.
那我们要用什么样的态度来领受？
But with what attitude should we participate?
用信心来领受。
We need to partake of it through faith.
当我们注谢之后，圣灵运行在里面。
After we give thanks, the Holy Spirit works in the
community. 我们凭着相信主耶稣的信心来领受这个圣餐，就是主的肉，主的血了。
Through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe that what we partake of is the body and blood of the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣说，我的肉，我的血真是可吃喝。
That's
right. 这是大神迹。
The Lord Jesus Christ said, My body is true food and my blood is true drink.
所以经过注谢之后，
After we give the
就不再是我们看到的这个物质了。
What we see is not just the material.
而是凭信心来领受，这是主的肉，主的血。
Actually, by faith, we believe that this is the body and blood of the Lord.
主耶稣这样说，我们就是这样领受。
We receive it as the Lord Jesus had promised.
我们才能够得到在他里面的见证。
If we do so, we have this testimony from him.
既然主的圣餐这么的重要。
Since the Holy Communion of the Lord is so important.
所以可以领受的人一定要领受。
So if we are able to partake of it, we must do.
拒绝不领受主的圣餐。
We should never refuse the communion.
但针对哥林多教会圣餐的问题。
But concerning the problems in the Church of Corinth,
我们看到保罗也跟他们特别声明要尊重主的圣餐。
Paul solemnly declared to them to respect and honor the Holy Communion.
所以提出了领受主圣餐的三个重要态度。
So Paul reminded them of three important attitudes in receiving the communion.
尊重主这个圣餐就是尊重神。
Because the honoring the communion is honoring the Lord.
我们来看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 11.
27节。
Verse 27.
这里说无论任何人。
Whoever.
如果不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干饭主的身主的血哦。
Eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
我们领受要按着神的真理来领受哦。
We must receive the communion according to the Lord's truth.
所以这里是特别谈到还没有在我们真耶稣教会领受赦罪洗礼的人，你就不要领。
If you have not been forgiven of your sins through the baptism in the true Jesus Church,
我们盼望您常常来慕道。
Please refrain from partaking. We hope that you continue to study the truth.
觉知要来成为神的儿女了。
When one day you have determined to be a child of God,
接受十架救恩赦罪的洗礼
，and to be washed of your sins through the baptism,
到时候再来领受主的圣餐。
Then you may receive the Lord's communion.
第二个要知道的态度
The second attitude
请看二十八节
Verse 28
这里说领受以前人应当自己省察
Let a man examine himself
然后再吃这饼喝这杯
And let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup
所以我们要领受以前、啊、
Before we partake
我们弟兄姐妹自己要做一个反省检讨
All of us need to examine ourselves
过去这段时间我有认真聚会吗
In the past, have we attended service regularly?
过去这段时间，我的嘴巴圣洁吗？
Have my lips been holy?
过去这段时间，我的心思意念行为有荣耀神吗？
Have my thoughts and deeds been glorifying God?
如果发现有一些软弱不足，
If we have discovered our shortcomings,
或许有一些坏习惯，
If we have discovered some vices we may have,
领受以前要先悔改。
We should repent of them before we partake of it.And ask the Lord to help.
立志不再犯这些毛病。
And determine not to go back to them.
而且悔改的时候要确实悔改。
And when we repent, we must do so thoroughly.
然后再来领受圣餐。
Then we can partake of the communion.
领受好以后，立志真的要这样做好。
And after the communion, we must do as we have determined.
我们千万不要在每一次的领受圣餐都在悔改。
Let's not repent at every communion.
悔改没有错。
It is important to repent.
但是你每次都犯同样的毛病。
But if you are making the same mistake all the time.
每次圣餐主啊，这件事我错了，我要改了。
If during every communion you say, Lord, I have sinned.
你说没有几天又再犯那个毛病。
And then a few days later you go back to the same sin.
你等于欺骗自己又欺骗神。
Then you're really deceiving yourself and deceiving God.
你确实改正悔改，你就告诉自己不要再犯。
If you really repented of your sin, then you will tell yourself not to do it again.
我们很多弟兄姐妹有这种励志的生活。
Many brothers and sisters lead this kind of life of resolution.
很多人都这样勉励自己啊。
Many people encourage themselves.
比如说
For example,
励志不骄傲。
Some people determine not to be proud.
励志不贪财。
Some determine not to lust for money.
励志不贪色。
Some determine not to be lustful sexually. And some determine not to sin.
励志这个不妥协。
Some determine not to compromise with the world.
人的社会很多人情包袱。
In the world, we are obligated to other people.
只要会影响我们的信仰的事情、人事物，不妥协。
But whenever it comes to matters of faith, we must never compromise.
有很多人这样子来给自己励志的生活哎。
This is how many believers guard themselves with.
如果我们愿意把一些毛病每一次悔改、改正，确实不再犯。 慢慢的就会得到神的喜欢的。
If we repent of our every sin and determine not to sin again, then the Lord will be very pleased.
那你知道生气不好，但是你每一次再犯。
If you know that it is wrong to be angry and you keep doing it,
讲别人坏话不好，但你一直在犯。
You know that it's wrong to blaspheme or speak evil of others, and you keep doing it.
你以前要做一个反省。
During this Holy Communion, we must really examine ourselves. We must determine to change.
你领受就有这个意义和力量在里面。
That when you partake of the communion, you will fulfill the significance and effect.
第三个态度。
The third attitude.
请看29节。
Verse 29.
人吃喝领受主的圣餐。
He who eats and drinks of the communion.
这里说要分辨主的身体哦。
Must discern the Lord's body.
免得吃喝自己的罪哦。
Lest he drinks judgment to himself.
所以三十节，哥林多教会很多人软弱生病也死了。
30. For this reason, many in Corinth were weak and sick, and some of them.
所以这里是提醒我们。
This teaches us.
如果我们犯了致死的罪，你就不要领受了。
If we have committed sin that leads to death, let's not partake of it.
这个时候不在乎你领受不领受。
Because now at that moment it's not a matter of
whether you have 更多更完全的谦卑和悔改来到神的面前。
Instead, you need to come to God with more humility and repentance.
不然你吃喝自己的罪。
Otherwise, you drink judgment to yourself.
这是一个很严肃的问题。
This is a very solemn issue.
所以我们在领受主的圣餐的时候，要做这样的一个认识和分辨。
Therefore, when we partake of the Lord's communion, this is what we need to discern.
我们就会得到神的同在平安。
And if we're careful in such a manner, we will receive the Lord's abundance and peace.
第三个领受主的圣餐的目的。
The third purpose of participating in the Holy Communion.
就是要过一个立志为主活的一种生活了。
Is that we need to determine to live for Christ.
我们思想主的爱，主的死。
We should remember the Lord's love.
借着主的道理和圣灵的感动与帮助。
Through the word of the whole and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
当我们在领受之后，我们这种感动不能让它消灭啊。
After we partake of the communion, we must not quench that.
所以我们要立志来为主建立一个很好的生活。
So we must determine to live a good life for the Lord.
那我们领受圣餐才有这种功效，这种意义在。
And that brings out the effect and significance of the community.
要立什么样的立什么样的生活呢
？What kind of life should we resolve to lead?
我们来看约翰福音十三章。
Please read John chapter 13.
约翰福音的十三章。
John chapter 13.
三十四节、三十五节。
Verses 34 and 35. John 13:34. A new commandment I give to you.That you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. 35. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
这里讲到
According to this passage,
我们领受圣餐之后
After we partake of the communion,
要立志过一个彼此相爱的生活
Let us resolve to live a life of loving one another.
因为这是主耶稣亲自交代的
For this is the commandment of our Lord Jesus.
他这样爱我们。
Just as he has loved us.
他期待他的儿女也彼此相爱。
We are expected to love one another.
让众人看出我们就是耶稣基督的门徒。
So that all will know that we are Jesus' disciples.
爱是一个神的教会的记号。
Love is the mark of the church of God.
爱更是一个基督徒的一种生命的成长。
And love expresses the spiritual growth of a Christian.
更能够见证耶稣基督的恩典的工作。
And love testifies the grace of the Lord Jesus.
领受圣餐之后
after we partake of the Holy Communion.
确确实实的照着主的道理来彼此相爱。
We must truthfully love one another according to the Lord's command.
我们再来看这个希伯来书的十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节
Verse 14,
这里说人不圣洁就不能见主的面
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
所以领受圣餐之后我们要立志过一个圣洁的生活
After we partake of the Holy Communion, we must determine to lead a holy life.
我们还活在这个世界
We still live in this world.
我们免不了都要常常跟人家有互动的关系
And we often have to interact with the people around us.
跟家里人
With our family members,
跟我们的朋友
with our friends,
跟我们的同事
with our co-workers.
我们所接触的有很多不是同样宗教信仰的人。
Many of these people may not have the same faith as we.
但是这里讲到。
But according to this verse,
人跟人之间要和睦。
We need to live at peace with one another.
但是和睦要站在主的道理的圣洁上面来相处。
But this peace must be built upon the holiness required by the Lord's teachings.
会破坏跟神永恒生命的关系的事情是什么呢？
What are the things that will ruin our eternal relationship with the Lord?
就是淫乱。
Sexual immorality.
圣经这样说。
The Bible tells us.
所有的罪都在身体外面。
All sins are committed outside the body.
只有那个淫乱是进到你的身体圣殿里面。
But the sexual immorality will enter into your body, the
holy temple. 人跟人之间相处是要尊重别人的生命灵魂得救。
When you interact with others, you must respect their life and their salvation.
你没有权利去剥夺人家的这一切。
You have no right to take possession of such things.
尊重别人这样的事情，也等于尊重你自己。
If you respect the other person, you respect yourself.
你跟人的相处就是站在圣洁上面。
Then you are standing on holy ground.
你才有更有力量和盼望，将来一定见主的面。
Then you will have assurance of and hope.
因为这里说圣洁才能够见主的面。
Without holiness, it says we cannot see the Lord.
我们的生活真的要从内心到外在的行为，要保守圣洁。
So from our hearts to our bodies, we need to keep ourselves holy.
但以理在吃的上面保守圣洁。
Daniel kept himself holy in matters of food.
最后的表现成为灵性美好的人。
Therefore, he became a man of excellent spirit.
甚至成为蒙神大爱的一个人。
He became a man highly esteemed by God.
第三点。
Third,
领受圣餐之后要立什么样的立这个生活呢？
What kind of life do we need to resolve to lead?
我们请看哥林多前书十一章。
Please read 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
十一章的二十六节。
Verse 26.
十一章二十六节。
Chapter 11, verse 26.
刚刚我们读过了。
We have just read this.
但二十六节这里说。
According to this verse,
每逢我们领受主的圣餐
as often as we partake of the communion,
是表明主的死哦
we proclaim the Lord's death,
只等到耶稣基督再来哦
till he comes.
所以这句话有终末论的这个含义在里面
We can see an eschatological meaning in this verse.
我们领受主的圣餐
In this, we partake of the communion,
是要天天仰望主耶稣基督再来的日子
We look forward daily to the coming of the Lord Jesus.
让我们每一个得赎在他的面前被带进神建立荣耀的国度里面
in which all of us who are redeemed will be brought into his glorious kingdom
所以我们领受圣餐之后
after we partake of the communion
要立志过一个天天仰望主来的日子
let us live daily looking forward to the coming of the Lord
每天要准备好自己
we must prepare ourselves
随时离开可以见到主的面
and be ready to see the Lord anytime we leave the world
最好是在我们信心最好的时候见到主的面
And the best time to leave the world is when our faith is at our peak.
天天要仰望主的日子。
So every day we must look forward to the Lord's coming.
都明白主的道。
We need to strive to understand the
word. 祷告借着圣灵的充满。
Word of the Lord and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
让我们时刻保守在主的道路上面。
Let us keep ourselves in the way of God all the time.
等到他来。
Until he comes.
所以这几个生活乃是领受圣餐我们应该立志的生活。
So the above is the kind of life that we need to resolve to lead after the communion.
现在请大家一起跪下。
Let us kneel down right now.
我们要来祝谢圣餐饼。
We'll give thanks and consecrate the bread.